And welcome back into the Roundtable Road Trip. We are here at Murata Family Hospital broadcasting live. Back with us now from the Niagara Health Foundation, Andrea Scott, President and CEO. Thanks again for sticking around.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Always great to have you here. And welcome Matt Harris, Senior Development Officer with the Niagara Health Foundation. A different hat this morning, Matt.
Yes. And I'm happy to be here.
You're not even wearing a hat.
I am not wearing a hat.
Okay.
Well, I have a coffee and I'm happy.
That's good. It's always good to have you here to speak to you in this role. We're going to talk about the Patient Comfort Fund. What's the Patient Comfort Fund, Matt?
What do you want to know about it?
What is it?
Okay. So let's take a step back and let's talk about Joe Kushner. So Joe Kushner, he's a great guy. He was a great friend to Jim Bradley. When Jim passed away, Joe decided to make a donation to the hospital in his honor. So when the money came in, we had a conversation with some of the staff at the foundation. Francisca and SJ came up with the idea of having a patient comfort fund. So the money's directed there, and that's where it's going to be spent. So maybe Andrea can talk about the Patient Comfort Fund and what it actually does.
For sure. Absolutely. So how does it work?
Yeah, it's a brand new fund for us. And as Matt said, you know, it really showcases Jim's care for the community, right? So you think about when you're in the hospital, you have a family member here, a friend here, and there may be things they need that aren't necessarily equipment or things
are covered.
Are covered, right? So this Patient Comfort Fund will cover things like, you know, they might need transportation or even like a blanket warmer or food while they're here. There's so many things, medications that aren't covered, all sorts of things that could just make your stay a lot more comfortable. We've even seen, you know, gaming systems for kids that are here and, you know, just to make their time a little bit easier in the hospital.
Oh, what a great idea.
And you know what? I think it kind of reflects Jim Bradley's personality because it's the little things that he would always do quietly, right? So it's a wonderful fund.
Yeah. And so where did the idea come from? Matt didn't come up with the idea. But like, did you have these little types of things coming up? Like patients were needing medication they couldn't afford. They were needing transportation. Like
clothing.
This had been
we
a problem.
We absolutely did. Yeah. We're getting a lot of requests from the hospital teams. And, you know, one that was really... that I remember that was really near and dear was, you know, some patients needed some clothing. So they'd come in, you know, and it wasn't a great reason to be coming in. And, you know, the clothes that they came in and were not leaving with them. And can you imagine, you know, just to have a nice, you know, clean set of clothes to put on to go home, have your, you know, feel better about yourself. And so we were able to fund a little bit of that. And, you know, it just made their stay. And they weren't here, like I said, for a great reason, but hopefully it made them a little more comfortable, right? And other areas we've seen requests for, like I said, medication. So there's a lot of new moms, expecting moms, that need some iron supplements that are not covered by OHIP, which is hard to...
$800.
Hard to imagine. But yeah, if you need to have iron injections, they're not covered, about $800. As Matt said.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yeah, so those kind of things that this new fund can help out with.
Wow. Okay, and have we already been able to use it?
So we haven't used any of it yet. We just opened up. We're going through a little bit of a process for applications from departments within Niagara Health. And so we're just starting to see those come in. And then we're hoping to issue the first grants from it shortly.
Yeah. So how will the process work?
Yeah, so we set up a process internally just so each department can fill out a form of what their needs are. And then we're going to assess them as the foundation. And we'll probably, you know, reach out to Joe and make sure that, you know, those are his wishes of how the funds are used before we release them. But we're excited to do that.
No, yeah. For sure. But this will be a fairly quick turnaround kind of situation, right? It's not like your normal work where you're funding like the hospital build and the other equipment that you do where it's like over a longer time, many years, many months, that type of thing. This is a pretty immediate need.
Oh, 100%. The way I envision it is that different departments will contact us and apply for the funding, and then we should be able to turn around almost instantly. So...
Well, that would be ideal for it. And so this is such a tremendous gift.
It was great. Like Joe, like instantly when, like you got to remember Joe and Jim were friends for like 50 years. And when Jim tragically passed away, Joe instantly phoned me to say he wanted to make a donation to the hospital in his honor, in his memory. So Joe donated $100,000 to start this fund.
Wow.
So even though some people think Joe's a little crusty, he's not crusty at all. He's got a heart of gold.
It's things like this that these people really come through for you. And so now this is, as you said, you haven't started using it at all. But I imagine it's going to be pretty popular. And $100,000 is a lot, but that's probably going to
be used quickly. Well, the idea is this is the starting amount for it. So people can actually make a donation in honor of Jim Bradley to that fund.
Okay.
And it's called the patientcomfort.ca. Like, you just look it up.
Okay.
Look it up.
So do a little Google.
Yep.
Patientcomfort.ca. Yep. And people can
donate.
Donate right there. And yep. Any amount?
Any amount.
Okay. Doesn't any have amount. To be $100,000.
No, but it'd be nice. But no,
sure.
That could be any amount. Okay. Every amount's appreciated.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then are we going to sort of show how this is being used? Obviously, many of these patients are, you know, could be vulnerable populations, could be whatever it is. But it'd be interesting to see, you know, we were able to give someone clothes. We were able to give someone those iron shots, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, reporting back to the community on how the funds are used will be a great, great piece for us. And, you know, it could inspire others to give too, right? So absolutely. We want to share all those great stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the reaction from Niagara Health from this?
They love the idea. They're excited to get it started and to get some of those funds out to the departments. Yeah, they're needs that they haven't been able to provide, right, for patients. So they're very excited about it as well.
Yeah, and it's just a different way to speak to the community. We're talking about the legacy giving a little bit earlier. That's sort of, you know, a different... This is a little bit more immediate. And I think it might speak to people who've had a more immediate interaction with the health system, right, where... Maybe you've had a baby, or you know, you've been in oncology, or your friends are, or maybe they've had whatever it is. It's like this is something that we could give to in a more ongoing way.
Absolutely, and we're hopeful. Like as Matt said, Joe and his wife Yvette were very generous to start the fund, and we're hoping others are inspired to give as well, right? And we can continue to build this fund year over year, and as we pay it out, there'll be just more coming in, and it continues because those little things make a huge difference at
yeah.
the hospital.
Yeah, it's the stuff people remember, right? They walk away and they say, okay, this terrible thing happened or whatever it was, but the staff was so great to me and they were able to help me with this, and this just gives them another resource.
100%.
Yeah. So we've got legacy giving, we have patient comfort fund. Is there another way people want to, if they want to know about Niagara Health Foundation, that they can give?
Well, they can look us up. They can call me and I'll come visit them. I like driving around and visiting people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And so what do you do when you visit them? You're just talking about how they can get involved, what works for them?
What our needs are.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. What are some of those right now?
Well, we want to finish off the campaign in Niagara Falls, so we need some more money for that.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But there's always needs. We have a top 50 list, so there's always things that people can actually donate to. And then it's always good when people make a general kind of donation, because then we can apply it to anything, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah. And is that the majority of donations? Where would you say is it all split?
It really depends. I mean, a lot of people give to most urgent needs, which is great. Like Matt said, as we can, you know, use it for whatever piece of equipment is the next priority.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people have a connection, right? They're maybe here in a certain area, whether it be cancer care, or kidney care, you know, or they have a loved one that, you know, use those services. So it really depends. But I mean, we're always willing to work with a donor to understand what the connection is and make sure that we can find something for them to fund that meets that connection.
And that important too, to just again reiterate for people, this, we talk about healthcare in Canada being, you know, covered, and but it's
not everything's covered.
Not everything's covered. So what's
no
not
equipment's
covered?
Covered? No
equipment.
So we raise all the money for the equipment. So that's a lot of money when you think about it.
It's yeah, I mean,
it's phenomenal.
It really enables all of these great healthcare workers to do their jobs.
Exactly.
You didn't have it.
And the idea is to provide the best possible care for people of Niagara. So you want to have the best equipment.
Absolutely. So. All right, Matt, thank you so much for stopping by. I think you're going to be back with us in a little bit.
I am indeed.
Okay, keep enjoying your coffee. I think you're off the hook now, Andrea.
I think I am, but thank you so much for
having
me.
Well, stop by again if you want.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't have to leave. Thank you so much. Andrea Scott, President and CEO, Niagara Health Foundation, and Matt Harris, Senior Development Officer with the Niagara Health Foundation.